Well, it's official. The United Nations World Meteorological Organization has confirmed what other agencies, including NASA, have said before. 2015 was the hottest year on record. The global surface temperature is 1 degree Celsius above the pre-industrial era, which the agency says makes voluntary commitments reached in the Paris climate change talks still possible, but very difficult. That's why some cities and towns are taking action on their own. In the latest installment of Beyond 350, Confronting Climate Change, Susan Sharon looks at the efforts on Mount Desert Island, where the goal is to become fossil fuel free in 15 years.
A week ago Sunday, when most devoted Patriots fans were watching the AFC Championship game against the Denver Broncos, more than 200 residents of MDI and beyond were putting their hopes in something else at the neighborhood house in Northeast Harbor. They were learning how they could embrace practices to reduce their carbon footprint, become energy independent, provide jobs, and save money at the same time.
Thank you. I just wanted to thank you all for getting yourselves here and being part of this launch of A Climate to Thrive.
Gary Friedman is the vice chair of the Bar Harbor Town Council and one of the coordinators of the event. Last year, Bar Harbor adopted Maine's first municipally owned community solar farm. But Friedman says there's plenty more to do and lots of interest from other communities on MDI. And so organizers set an ambitious goal.
How'd you decide on 15 years? Why that number?
Partly because we don't have that much time. And by setting an inspirational goal, we felt that it would motivate people and really get them thinking about the steps that could be taken. What we know is that a fossil-free energy picture is financially and technologically viable right now. It's the social and political climate that needs to change to make that happen.
One example of where that has occurred is in Hollis, New Hampshire, a small town of about 7,500, not far from Nashua. Hollis has become a leader in energy efficiency, says resident and energy committee chair Venu Rao, despite the fact that it's a largely conservative town.
State senators and state assemblymen, they're all Republicans. They're very physically conservative, social conservatives.
And says Rao, some of them do not believe that climate change is linked to human activity. But that hasn't kept Hollis from adopting aggressive conservation measures, including the installation of solar panels for electricity and wood pellet boilers for heating all municipal and school buildings. All this at a savings of $120,000 a year. Rao says the potential for saving money was what appealed to the town when it first undertook the project 5 years ago.
Our message is we're not trying to save the world, we're trying to save the money. I'm also appealing to them that we need to live sustainably, that you don't have to be conservative or Democrat to do that. You know, if we use all the resources and there's no replenishment, what about our children? We have a responsibility. So we need to learn to live sustainably.
Rao was the keynote speaker at A Climate to Thrive, where he urged towns to take advantage of the Environmental Protection Agency's Portfolio Manager, a software program that allows you to enter specific data about a building. How many square feet it is, how many floors, how much spent on oil each month, and the last 2 years of electrical bills. It processes all this information and provides a baseline for how efficient that building is and how it compares to others of a similar size.
But that doesn't tell you what to do with it. So you need to do energy audits. Energy audits tells you you have problems here, here, and here, and here. And also, these are the low-hanging fruits. Go do these first. Then you get the action items to go implement it to save the energy for the building.
I think it's fantastic that we could have a goal of being energy independent.
Michael Anderson is a resident of Bar Harbor and a member of Climate to Thrive's steering committee.
Do you think that it will be possible to go truly fossil fuel free by 15 years?
To me, it doesn't matter. In 5 or 10 years, who knows what the world will look like? But at least we get a sense of satisfaction from, you know, trying to make the effort to do the right thing.
Heidi Welch of West Tremont says MDI has to start somewhere, but she hopes it goes somewhere too.
I don't know if we're ever going to be fossil free, but I think minimizing fossil involvement makes sense to do.
In Hollis, New Hampshire, Venu Rao says the police department is now looking to convert all its cruisers to electric vehicles. And the town's energy policies are spurring residents to take action on their own. More than 100 households are expected to convert to solar this year. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.